This afternoon, I want to start with a couple questions. Because sometimes it's good for me to stop and take inventory of where I am. It's good for a business to do that. Sometimes we would think, you know, it's a waste of time for a business to spend all that time seeing what they have in inventory. And yet it's pretty good, because I've thought before, you know what, if at the end of the day, if I'm not making any money, I might as well have sat on the porch all day. So sometimes it's good for me to take inventory to see if I'm heading in the right direction or not. So I've got a couple questions. Here's the first one. If we could know today, right now, be assured from God, there is no heaven, there is no hell. The rest of the word of God is true, but there is no heaven and hell. Would you change how you're living? See, it's an inventory question. Because if I would change, because I found there's no hell, then it tells me where my heart really is to start with. But maybe it's because I've lived life long enough now that I start saying what this song number 69 says, the life of a Christian suits me. I'm happy, redeemed, and free. Moses said he chose rather to suffer affliction with the righteous than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. So I don't go about it blind saying, there is no pleasure in sin. There is pleasure in sin, but it's for a season. And you know what? It's not just that we say that season was here in life, and in hell you'll pay for it. There are a lot of people that have enjoyed the pleasures of sin for a season, and the rest of their life has a price tag to it. Where the verse says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Let's say if we just took heaven and hell out of it, but everything else stays the same, then this scripture would still apply. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So I would still have sowing and reaping to do in this life for deeds that I have done. I still say, the life of a Christian suits me. There's another song. Salvation is the sweetest thing that mortal ever found. I believe that. I've looked around me enough at lives that have chosen to go another way. And I say, if there were not a heaven, if there were not a hell, I believe the happiest a person can live in this life is following the Bible, what God has laid out for us. There's another question. If the ministers got together and had a ministers' meeting and came back united, we have agreed that we're losing people, and so we're going to have to change. We're going to loosen up, live how you want to live, just make a decision for Christ. Would it change you? I thought about Brother Marty. Some of you have probably heard this from him. He said he was talking to someone, not anyone that we know. But they told about how a church that they went to, the ministers had gotten together and had that ministers' meeting and came back and told the congregation, we have agreed that we should not hold it this careful. And he said it was the next week. It was a total change in the congregation. You know what that is an indicator for? It was already in my heart. Yes. I was just following the rules because I wanted to look like everybody else wanted to follow along. Well, to me, what I'm interested in today is that I take those inventory questions and then I make up my mind, you know what? I don't want to just live this life. Okay, I'm going to have to do it because my punishment is hell at the end of it. No, I tell you what, I want to enjoy this life. There is a heaven, there is a hell out ahead. But you know what? There are a lot of pleasures for us, for the Christian. I can be happy living a Christian life. Here is another verse of a song. I am drinking at the fountain where I ever would abide. See, this has moved away from that edge. I've just got to do it because it's going to be hell if I don't. I'm drinking at the fountain where I ever would abide. I've tasted life's pure river, and my soul is satisfied. There's no thirsting for life's pleasures, nor adorning rich and gay, for I've found a richer treasure, one that fadeth not away. We sang a while ago that verse of a song, "Take the world, for Christ is mine. In his kingdom I would shine. Let me labor all my days and years for him." A choice that I have made because of a relationship with the Lord that goes beyond what's out in eternity. It's an enjoyment that I can have in living for the Lord here. Tell me not of heavy crosses nor of burdens hard to bear, for I found this great salvation makes each burden light appear. What would it be to go through some of the things in life that we have to go through and that everyone else in the world has to go through without the Lord being there to comfort us, to carry us through it? I love to follow Jesus, gladly counting all but dross. Worldly honors all forsaking for the glory of the cross. So today we know there is a heaven out ahead. There is a hell. And over the last services when we've been here, we talked about hell and we talked about heaven. You know, I need to have those in my mind. That is the end result of it all. But there is an enjoyment of living for the Lord right here in this life without ever even factoring in eternity. I'd like to start with a verse, Proverbs 4 and 18. It says, "The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." The path of life, the path of the just is as a shining light, shineth more and more to the perfect day. You know, we hear about eternal life, and I've always kind of thought about it. That's what begins when I breathe my last and I've gone out into eternity. I was listening to a message, Brother Dan Adams, over there in Austria. And he said, you know when eternal life begins? Eternal life begins the day I got saved. Yes. And it continues right on through. Where we think of death as being, you know, we read the verse that says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" Well, that's because it's no big deal to the Christian, because eternal life started way back there. Yes. And I've just been doing maintenance to it. And death is just one more step in the continuation of eternal life. That was impressive to me because eternal life has already begun for me. Now, I have choices along the way that I can make that cause me to switch from eternal life to, if I continue this way, it'll be eternal death. But the choices that I make, that I want to separate myself farther and farther from the world. And that's not fanaticism. That is a relationship with the Lord that I say, what else can I give to you that would give a little more room in my heart for you to be able to come in? I was thinking of another verse of a song. "There light and life without an end. Into eternity shall blend. And I, the Lord of life, shall meet, and I'll worship at his blessed feet. Then may I clasp his nail-scarred hands, which broke for me death's awful bands. By his great love, how could it be? From death to life, he lifted me." I'd like to go to another verse in John, the 10th chapter. And in the 10th verse, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, yes, and that they might have it more abundantly." That's while I'm living here. That's before I ever get over into eternity. Abundant life is available for me. I remember reading the verse over in Amos. It said, there's a day coming when there's going to be a famine in the land. It's not going to be a famine of bread and water, but it's going to be a famine, a thirst. It's going to be a famine for hearing the word of the Lord. Maybe not even so much that the word of the Lord's available, but it's a famine of hearing it. And I was thinking about the seven churches and the messages that were given to those churches. One thing that was common with every one of them was, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the church." So I was thinking about this. of I don't want to live on the edge just because I want to escape hell. But I want to move from the shoreline out into the deep. We heard Sister Maxine had mentioned this last week about that in Ezekiel, where yes, there is water to the ankles, there's water to the knees, there's water to the loins. But there's also, if I'll keep on moving out in the things of the Lord, there's water to swim in. I know, and I think about my life in the past, I spent too much time in the ankle deep water. You can still get good and wet, but you also get muddy and get other people muddy along with you. But instead, there is a river to swim in.
Yes.
It's available for us all. There's another verse in Psalms in the 27th chapter. Psalms 27 and in the 8th verse. When thou saidst, seek my face. Now, we're at a point where I've got to decide one way or another. I said, I'm too busy. I'll get back with you. Well, here's what this one said. When thou said, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. This is my direction. This is my desire. 27:4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. This is the important thing in my life. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. And so I'm looking at the person, I'm interested in looking as an example to the person's got their heart set, I'm going after the Lord. And so I go back to maybe what I'd call a favorite, and that is Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. He has these decisions to make, choices that he could have made of where he would be. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Yes. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And these came from choices that he made. His delight is in the law of the Lord.
Yes.
And in his law he meditates day and night. There was, there's another one that we don't read about very often. In Jeremiah 17, there's a place here where it talks about some blessing and some cursing.
Yes.
But I want to look at the part where it's blessed. 7th verse. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Now this is, remember we was talking about that famine in the land. In the middle of a famine, this person is doing well. He shall be as a tree, in the 8th verse, planted by the waters, spreadeth out her roots by the river, shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Think about this time where we'll have a dry season, get so dry that they'll start saying, okay, if you're living in town, you can't water your yard except just certain days of the week. Doesn't matter how dry it is. Doesn't matter if your grass is burning up. But here it says, this person that is a tree planted by the waters. I just kind of think about that. Yes, maybe the grass is drying up around there, but this tree has a tap root that ran out underground and is in the river, just drawing in all the water that it needs. And it says the drought still came, but it said it won't have to be careful in the year of drought. There's still plenty. And for us today, for me today, I want more. I look at this, what we're looking at is not just I want to make it, but no, I want to have more in my life. I want to be more like Christ. I want to desire more of those things that he would have in my life. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. There's a lot of things in this world that want to draw me to have a hunger and a thirst after. And yet this one says there's a promise. If I hunger and thirst after righteousness, I'll be filled. That was in Matthew 5:6. There is a song, and I'd like to sing it. But and maybe if some of you would look it up on your phone, it's that song, More About Jesus. I'd like to be able for us to sing that while we're looking it up. Think of another verse. Jesus to each one of us in Revelations 3 and 20. And I see this as a personal invitation. And it wasn't just an invitation at the time I got saved. But he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, yeah. That's a part that I'm going to have to play. In this busy time that we're living in, the Lord still is calling for us to set aside some time, some thought, to be able to spend some time during the day thinking about him. I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, open the door. I'll come in and I'll sup with him and he with me. In a busy time that we're living in today, that call is still available. I can have more of him in my life. If you have those on your phone, I'd like for you to sing it with me. Is it in the blue book? Okay, number 56 in the blue book. I didn't see it in there. More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus. Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus on his throne, riches in glory all his own, more of his kingdom sure increase, more of his coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. We have songs that we sing every once in a while that will try to remind us to bring ourselves in. Here's one of them. Have you any time for Jesus while the fleeting moments roll? This is living on the edge. Is this mortal life so busy that you cannot save your soul? I don't want to live that way. Because one thing is, I don't know when my last day will be. and I would want to make some adjustments before I got there. So I would like to be able to live every day desiring more of Christ in my life. So when the verse says, when thou said, seek my face, my heart says, yes, Lord, your face I'm going to seek. We're reminded a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. For me to have a split desire, yes, I do desire some of the Lord, but I've got these other desires too. We cannot serve two masters. And I was thinking about the example of this. When Elisha knew that Elijah was going to be taken up, and Elijah tells him, I need you to stay here, I'm going to go on. And Elisha said, nah, I'm going with you. I'm not going to be stopped. No, you can't tell me to stay. And there was maybe three or four places where he told him, okay, I've got to go to this town, you stay here. Nope, I'm going with you. And you remember it came to the place where he said, Elisha, what is it that you're wanting from me? He said, I tell you what I want. I want a double portion of your spirit. And Elijah said, that's a hard saying, but I tell you what, if you see me when I'm taken away, then you'll receive it. Would you have a divided attention then? Nah. I believe he kept his eyes on him. If he turned to the left, he was on him all the time, because this is going to happen. And here's what the requirement is. I know what the requirement is now. I've got to see him when he's taken up. And I don't believe that period of time when the chariots of fire came down, I don't believe that took minutes. It was just swooping, it's gone, but he caught it. He saw it. Because he had stayed with no distractions. There was not. Remember, even some of the other students of the prophets had told him, said, don't you know that your master's going to be taken up? I don't have time for all that. I'm sticking with him. And he kept that focus. I believe we're living in a time where I'm going to have to get that focus. I'm going to have, this is what I want right here. One thing have I desired, and I'm going to seek after it. Yes, the world's telling me, hey, build up a big old retirement. It's going to be great. Folks, maybe it's because I've reached the age I am, but I'm starting to realize, you know what? Retirement just means I'm one step. That's right. The next step is the grave and eternity out ahead. You know, so many of the people of this world do not measure anything out into eternity. You will hear them talking as if retirement is you have arrived then. When really retirement is, I've got just a very short time now before I leave out. And it's explained best in Ecclesiastes, says, then man goes to his long home. And I'm preparing for that home now. There is a heaven, there is a hell. And by the help of the Lord, I want to have it focused. Heaven is where I want to go. Yes. I'll lay aside anything. It doesn't matter. Whatever I need to lay aside, I'll do it. And not just because of heaven, and not just to stay out of hell, but there is a relationship that I'm just starting to scratch on a little bit. You remember that verse that says, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for him, them that love him. And I don't think that's just talking about eternity. I think in this life, there is more for us. I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. And I'd like to get involved in that more abundant life. So I was thinking about some other verses. We have the ones where I need to do this. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. That's because I want to miss hell. I want to go to heaven, and I need to go to church if I'm going to go to heaven. Well, to move on away from this, I go to the verse that says, Psalms 122 and 1, I was glad when they said, see, there's a great big old difference between it. And I remember the two. I was a child at home when mom and dad said, we're going to church. And I could not have said this verse. I was glad when they said to me. But things have changed now. It's my decision. And I am so glad that we don't have to think about it when it comes meeting time. It's got to be a sickness. It's got to be something pressing to keep us away, because this is where my heart is. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Then another one, Psalms 42. We're living in a real busy time right now. that would like to draw my attention. I've got so many hours in the day for thoughts and to be able to draw my desires into other things. But here's a verse that takes me over into the category where I'm more getting more of Christ. As a hart panteth, 42:1 of Psalms, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Now that's an interesting verse. That takes me over into the category that now I'm longing. When do I get to stop long enough to have another season with the Lord? As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. There's some others in Psalms 119. I'd like to look at a couple. Because, you know, sometimes we can say that the Bible is just something I've got to do because I don't want to be lost. But this one says in 119:10, with my whole heart have I sought thee. You know, there was on back in the Bible earlier where the Lord says, I want you to love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. But that's just a commandment so far. Now it's a decision of mine. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And then in the 20th, my soul breaketh. Now, this is really expressive. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath under thy judgments at all times. I am so desiring for you to show me how you want me to live. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath. Have you ever felt that way? Lord, I want you to just show me if there's any adjustments that I need to make in my life. I'm anxious to do those. And then there's one other one in Psalms 107 and in the 8th verse. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and he filleth the hungry soul with goodness. So I look at these verses. They give us a promise that we're not living in a drought. The drying up is just because people's hearts have decided the direction that they're going to go. It's still available to me to be able to draw real close to the Lord. I would like to close with a song. Young people have already sung it once for us this morning. But this song that we heard this morning, I'd like for us to sing it again. It's a choice that I'm making. While so many around us in the last few years have said, I can take another path, and I believe I'll still meet you at the end in heaven. My desire is, you know what? I want to find places in my heart that I can give more to the Lord, that I can draw closer to him. My desire is, I want to find higher ground. I don't want to go back and try the other and say, because I keep remembering the scripture that says, he that, if I build again the things that I once destroyed, those things in my life that the Lord called for at one time to have me walk closer with him, yes. If I build again the things I once destroyed, I make myself a transgressor, and I'm headed for eternity. One of the most dangerous things would be to be deceived. Because deception is, I'm the last one to know about it. I am sure everything is right, and I can go out and meet the Lord with it. And I think of, it's fixed. Once I breathe my last and I stand before the Lord, nothing can change. All these verses that we've read so far are about a longing that I have toward the Lord. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Let me read another verse that tells me how to better please him with my life. Because I do not want to back up on what the Lord has shown me in my life. These are places that you can walk closer to me. I pass some time and I start heading the other direction. And I say, everything is fine with me now. I have a closer walk with the Lord than I've ever had before. Deception is a dangerous thing. I don't want to be there. I want to build a relationship with the Lord in my life that I open my heart to Him. Yeah. Search me, O God. Yeah. See if there is any wicked way in me. Yeah. Is there anything that's even heading me in that direction? Yeah. Lord, if you'll show me, I'll make the changes. Because I don't want to just wait to heaven to enjoy it. I believe we can enjoy it here.